The Buckeye Raw Extra Podcast is proudly presented by CF Bank, the boutique bank. Trusted for over 125 years with commercial financing, residential lending, personal banking, and more. Visit us online at www.cf.bank. NMLS 409132, all loans subject to credit approval. Terms, fees, and conditions may apply. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, Ryan, you said earlier in the week you still had to make a decision on who would call the defensive plays this week. Who is going to call the defensive plays this week?
I'm still going to kind of see how practice goes today, and then we'll probably make a decision here later tonight.
All righty, let's go next to Bill Rabinowitz from the Columbus Dispatch. Bill.
Yeah, just in a general sense, Ryan, how do you feel the defense has responded? Have you seen things that you wanted to see, and what are they?
Yeah, no, I thought the energy of practice has been very good. I've had a few, group meetings, and it's been good. And I think that, the energy has been good, but now we've got to go put it on the field. And it's not going to be something that just gets fixed overnight. I think the guys understand that. And we have to get out there with a bunch of energy and play aggressive, do a great job tackling this week. And then we build it from there. And I think a lot of it has to do with confidence as well. So it started off so far on Tuesday and Wednesday with a lot of juice. We got to come back today with a really good practice. But, we'll find out what we got on Saturday. I mean, it's all about preparation. And then our test is when we get on the field, being a competitive excellence. So, that's what we're working towards right now. And I think so far there's been some positive practices. And, guys have been working at it. I think there's been some toughness. I think there's been a little bit of edge. I think guys have been grinding on each other a little bit. A little bit of friction is good. Certainly. After coming off of a loss like that.
Okay, next up, Austin Ward. Austin.
Ryan, I'm not saying that you're going to do this or not do it, but I think that Matt Barnes in 2018 at Maryland was not the coordinator but got to call plays during the game or did call plays. What would be the pros and cons of a setup like that if the coordinator is not the one maybe on the headset sending in a signal?
Well, I mean, every situation is different. I think that what we have to do is try to figure out what makes the best sense for us in terms of, organizing the game plan and then calling the game on Saturday. And that's all that we're focused on right now. We can't worry about feelings. We can't worry about anything other than giving our guys the best situation to be successful. And that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Ready, next up, Nathan Baird.
Ryan, you've been talking about wanting to get more balance in the offense again. At the same time, we were talking to Garrett at practice yesterday, and he was referring to kind of those long handoffs, those passes you do out into the boundary just to him and Olave. How, as a architect of an offense, do you sort of balance those things, like the wanting to get those guys involved in what is sort of an extension of the run game, but also kind of establishing the physical run game closer to the line of scrimmage?
Well, I think when you are into third down situations, short yardage situations for us last week, fourth down situations, and then when you get into the red zone, I mean, you have to be able to run the football, period. And then it also helps you control the game. But there are also ways that we just want to get the ball in space to our playmakers. I think that's maybe what Garrett was referring to. And we've done that a decent amount. I think that when you look at some of our run game, it happened a little bit in 18. I think that, on offense, when we, were throwing the ball in a perimeter, when they would load the box up with Dwayne, you saw a lot of those bubble screens. That was a big part. I think we had over 500 or 600 yards on bubble screens that year. We are throwing the ball in a perimeter a little bit more this season. And, we consider that part of the run game. But that's another conversation. The other part of it is, when it's time to run the football, we need to run the football. And, we'll do that by any means necessary. Different personnel groupings, different schemes, using the quarterback. But we have to be able to do that, have the balance. Because when we're balanced, then we're dangerous. And we weren't balanced enough on Saturday.
All right, go next to Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch. Joey.
Ryan, as far as the way coaches on defense are sorted out through press box or sideline, have you looked at – you said you're looking at everything this week. Is that something that you would consider at all for the way you position guys on the field versus the box?
Yeah, for sure. And, there most likely will be changes in that as well.
All righty, next up, Jared Smalley. Jared.
Ryan, a question about the safety position. You were just talking on your radio show about Josh and what that loss is. Now, as you've gone through the week and trying to reconfigure some things and understanding the responsibility on whoever plays that position, how has that progress gone this week? And do you have a couple guys in mind who you think might be able to convert and give you some snaps there?
Yeah, I know. I mean, Bryson obviously is a guy that we have. You know, Marcus Hooker's there. We've also looked at Ryan Watts, maybe also playing some safety position, you know, for us. Court Williams, you know, so we have a couple guys in there that we're considering because this is going to have to be a long-term fix.
Pretty next up, we'll go to Tim May. Tim.
Ryan, as you did your deep dive into the defense, how much of it as your first couple of days, how much of it was guys maybe just not getting lined up right a lot, and how much of it was just hesitancy about what they were seeing in front of them, et cetera?
I didn't see guys not getting lined up. You know, for the most part, I thought we did get lined up. I did see a little bit of hesitancy at times, and just not getting the job done. Just not, you know, fitting a run or getting a guy down or executing the defense. But I also saw some situations where we didn't adjust properly. We didn't adjust fast enough. And because of that, we got hit on the same play multiple times. And so, again, you know, there's a lot to it. It's not just one thing. But there was a lot of things that we looked at this week for sure.
Thanks, right, man. We'll do two more. First one is Steven Means. Steven.
Brian, I know Kerry's energy is part of the reason why he was on the field in the first place, but can you just talk about what the benefits would be of moving a guy who's calling plays up into the box, especially on that side of the ball, given the problems you guys have had?
I think the key is going to be, you know, how do we put the team in best position to call the right defense for what we're seeing, but also identifying what's happening, in game. So usually, you know, you have somebody who's looking at the back end, somebody who's looking at the front and say, okay, what kind of schemes are we getting in the run game? And then what's going on in the back end in terms of coverage and how they're trying to attack us in the pass game. And so that information has to get filtered down to the field. And then we have to get those things to the sideline to our players and then make adjustments. And that's the bottom line. I mean, that's not brain surgery, but that's just what it is. And so, figuring that out as we head into Saturday is what we've been focused on all week.
And then final question to Brendan Gulick. Brendan.
Ryan, both sides of the ball, you've got certainly some young guys or some inexperienced guys that now have a couple games under their belt, but in the grand scheme of things, with everything that happened last year, still lacking a lot of snaps. Can you elaborate on the challenge that you are facing when it comes to patience and expecting, you know, guys to do their job and to do it well, but maybe still having to balance that with some patience because there's still things they may not have seen yet?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great question, but nobody cares, you know what I mean, whether we're young or not. That's just the way it goes here. So we can't have patience. We have to have urgency, and there are going to be growing pains along the way, but we have to manage that as coaches and figure that out and not expose them. But to your point, I think that, you know, some of these guys are getting some really valuable experience that they didn't get last year. And for a lot of these young guys, it's going to pay off big, you know, down the road here. But along the way, we can't be losing games. We got to get it figured out and have that urgency and get those guys on the field and keep learning from it. Really talk about three things. You prepare for the game, you compete during the game, and then you learn from the game. And we learned a lot from last week, and now we're preparing to this Saturday, and the new test will be this week.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, guys.